Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with President Trump retreating from adding the citizenship question to the census. Trump, says the New York Times, instructed the government to compile data from existing records. Your reaction this morning?
Well, first of all, you know, I think the whole thing is a bunch of hooey. Whether he gets his way on the census question or not, he has put the word out to all of those people who are undocumented. Don't answer the question. Don't show up. Why should you? What good is it for you? That continues. I think that he was a little bit concerned about not obeying the Supreme Court of the United States because his advisors must have told him that could be a constitutional crisis and he could lose big time and that that could, in fact, be the basis of a real serious impeachment charge, that he didn't do what the Supreme Court told him to. So I'm not surprised, but I do think that those people who think he's lost are just wrong because he has put out the word, don't show up if you are undocumented. And I think people get that. I think that's what has always been the case. Look, this whole thing is partisan in nature. They know that the gerrymander is coming, that the redistricting is coming, and they also know that this presidential election will have a huge amount of importance in terms of who shows up and who doesn't show up. So that's always been his game. It's still his game. To see this as a victory, I think, is just wrong-headed.
New York Times editorializing today on the Epstein situation. Alan, Congress, it says in a headline, leave Epstein to the courts. Don't make Alexander Acosta, the labor secretary, a political martyr.
Well, you know, I mean, I think Acosta is behind it. He was the U.S. attorney at the time. I think he deserves to take as much heat as can possibly be exerted. I don't know that the Times is right. I don't know that they're wrong. What they're worried about is that he becomes a Trumpian figure. They say, oh, I see they're after him again. And yet, the fact of the matter is, apparently he did a very bad thing by agreeing to this very light-handed approach to punishing Epstein. I don't know that I agree with the Times.
Let's follow that to Robert Mueller. The prosecutor, of course, is expected to testify next week before Congress. Does this help or hurt the Democrats and, I guess, the president as well?
Well, it is clear that Jerry Nadler and the others want him there. They're going to ask him direct questions. They're going to say, did this happen? Did this happen? The fact is, Mueller will not lie under oath. And it may well be a point at which we can see some interesting stuff happening. Now, a lot depends on whether he follows the Trump line, whether or not he says, you know, I was an employee of the Justice Department, therefore, respectfully, I can't answer that question. What are they going to do, put him in jail?
Well, the president was railing yesterday against fake news, Alan, and what Politico describes as a bizarre tirade, warning industry will fold when he leaves office in a string of tweets. Yesterday morning, president attacked the news media and claimed the industry would go out of business when he leaves office, even suggesting outlets would be forced to endorse him this cycle for the sake of their own survival.
Well, as I said before, nothing means anything. He just says whatever he wants. Obviously, a big part of the way this guy operates is based on fear, and that's what he's using once again. Right now, he's underwater. The states that voted for him are not voting for him this time, and we are seeing the rantings of a guy who some have described as out of control.
Well, we've been witness to the situation with ICE and their ever-widening surveillance dragnet, this so-called facial recognition technology. But, Alan, this report came from Georgetown Law Center on Privacy and Technology, which 3 years ago revealed in another report that nearly half of all U.S. adults are already in the FBI's facial recognition database, which is largely sourced from DMV photos.
You know what, David? The genie is out of the bottle. There's no way you're going to get that genie back in. It's out there right now. Talk about a deprivation of our civil liberties and rights and the rest. It is really something. You know, when I had my conversation with Andrew Cuomo the other day about this very subject, I said to him, well, how can you stop it as a governor in New York? And I didn't really get a satisfactory answer. I don't think it can be stopped.
Can wars be stopped? Here's a very interesting report on military.com, Alan. It finds that the majority of veterans taking part in a new research study say that the cost and burden of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan outweigh any successes or progress made in either conflict.
Well, we do know that a great deal of money is being spent on this stuff. We know that these wars have cost us not only in terms of dollars, but in terms of our bodies and the bodies of our children. The president had no taste for it, he said in the beginning, and yet we still are faced with these kinds of involvements and this kind of money. The military-industrial congressional complex is alive and well, and it won't stop. And that's where we are. It's not changing.
What is the climate. And we'll end with this, Alan. Of course, New Orleans in a terrible situation right now, as it looks like. It's the one headline saying the levee will be tested again. We've got Tropical Storm Barry developing off the coast. And another article in the Times, we referenced it yesterday, as climate changes, hurricanes get wetter.
I keep thinking, I don't want to live in California. I don't want to live in New Orleans. Our son lives in New Orleans. He's with us now. We're getting daily reports because of the technology. We can see how much rainwater is in the streets. And it's huge. We're watching it carefully. It's not an easy thing for all of those people who live down there. That's for sure.
We thank our political observer for being with us. Alan, I'm going to be on vacation next week, so I want to say that just so people know, and thank my colleagues, as always, for all their hard work to make sure things get done.
You bet, David, and have a good time. You deserve it. You work so, so hard, and you're up so early every day. Good for you.
Thank you.